This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Solar tax. Proposed solar tax. Is it a tax or is it not?
Not really, but it could be. Thin end of the wedge.
All right, please explain.
Yeah, so here a couple of weeks ago, the AEMC, or the Australian Energy Market Commission, released a paper proposing putting a cost on people with solar rooftop systems that export power back to the grid. Since then, we've had quite a few phone calls from concerned solar system owners from all over the state. Okay, who are the AEMC? Well, it sounds very impressive, like an impressive organisation, doesn't it? It's three people.
Okay.
One full-time chairman and two part-time commissioners. Now, no doubt there's a few staff thrown into the mix. These are federal and state government appointments. And generally, if you're an agitator or someone who pushes to disturb the status quo, you're not going to land one of these plum gigs.
Okay.
Along with AEMO, which is the Australian Energy Market Operator, these are mainly on paper independent agencies, but typically push the government of the day's agenda. The idea is to maintain a mechanism for the governments, as you've seen, to be independently advised, so as not to be looking to be pushing an agenda, whilst independent advice often, quite often, mirrors the government's agenda, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so anyway, is there a problem with solar systems feeding back into the grid? Well, yes, there is. And this is what's brought it all about. And it's been a growing problem for over a decade, so all stakeholders knew it was coming, and all stakeholders knew that something had to be done. So, yes, there is a real problem, and, yes, it needs addressing. And that's basically too much solar going back into the grid at the same time.
Right.
This idea, though, however, is better than the last time they tried to push something like this, which was about this time last year, actually, as all they wanted then was a flat-out solar tax to go back to the networks, which hopefully they would spend to improve the grid to be able to handle this excess power. Unfortunately, we know from history, energy networks don't like spending money unless there is a hefty profit for them. They also don't like change. I must also mention TAS Networks, our network provider, is probably the best ran network in Australia. So when we talk about networks doing nefarious things, I'm mainly talking about mainland networks.
Okay.
But as Tasmania is part of the national energy market, mainland shenanigans do directly affect us down here, despite our best efforts to run our own show. TAS Networks is government owned, so we, the people, actually own it. Unlike on the mainland, where many energy utility public assets were privatised, so now no one wants to spend any money in case they upset a shareholder's dividend return.
Yeah.
It's just capitalism. That's how it works. So that's the playing field. Now, what do the AEMC want to do? So they want solar system owners to pay a small fee to be able to access the network to sell their power to.
Right.
So they've also said it would be years away, as they need to work out a system with all stakeholders and work out a system to implement the changes, fee structures, etc. So it's not too much to worry about yet. And I feel they're just trying to test the waters to see how much pushback they get. Problem is, this might be the thin end of the wedge, Darren. Small fees can turn into large fees, which networks might just chuck into their profits and might not spend a cent on making the grid more accessible for solar owners. We know from history they won't spend a dollar unless they're forced to. And the best way to determine someone's future behaviour is examining their past behaviour. This brings me on to my next point. Thinking up weird solar taxes or fees or schemes to incentivise networks to make the grid more accessible isn't as effective as what the industry or energy industry has been missing for the best part of a decade. And that's policy and regulations. We have had not one single energy policy since 2013. Brain farts like this AEMC tax is what happens when we have an absence of policy and direction. And which, you know, we're meant to have a government that can regulate a direction of action to take us to a planned outcome. We've had none of that for so long. So trying to recreate and get up an effective future-proof energy policy has killed off the career of more than one prime minister. So in the absence of government policy and regulation, we have ideas like this to try and fill the void. Because you've got to remember, something has to be done. We know adding fees won't work reach the wider goal of a more accessible grid. We know it's most likely going to turn to a cash grab from the networks. Everybody knew for over 10 years that something had to be done, but lack of policy and direction means nothing got done, and this is where we've arrived. Change takes leadership, but an energy policy is the poison chalice no political leader wants to drink from these days. There's a group called Solar Citizens. Just Google those guys up. They're holding a petition, which is a mechanism to show that a solar tax is not going to wash with Tasmanians. As this is still just a discussion paper, a good pushback now might encourage them to pull their head in a bit. Hopefully we get a government that can show some vision and bring an energy policy to the table that can guide the Australian energy market for the next decade. Now, if you set benchmarks in, they have to achieve, well, then money will be spent and the network will be changed. So at this stage, be alert, but not alarmed. So remember, it was you actually, Darren, we had a bit of a question about how much energy does a Google search use?
Yes.
I found out.
Okay.
Yeah. So 10 Google searches uses enough power to light up a 60-watt globe, light globe. Google completes 63,000 searches per second. So that's 63,000 times 60-watt globes, or 3,780 kilowatt, or 3.78 megawatt of electrical load, or about one-third of what a Tasmanian house uses in a year every single second.
Used by Google.
Used by Google.
How much actual energy it uses to power the computers, to power the internet,
yep,
and to
the
power
the servers
and all the banks they have at Google.
Yep, yep. So when you type in "show me a cat photo" into Google, and 10 other people are doing the same thing, yeah, it's using 60 watts, and there's 63,000 of those searches a second, and that adds up to 3.78 megawatt a second.
Thank you.
Here we go. DMS Energy, the Northwest Coast's busiest electrical contractor and renewable energy specialist, covering all the Northwest Coast and all the way through to Launceston and beyond.
You're right. 1300 502 599 is the number. dmsenergy.net.au. They're on Facebook. Or you can go and see them personally and see some working gear at the showroom at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton.
Yeah, I'd love to see you there.
All right, mate. Great stuff. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.